Once again, here's Cobra.
Well, joining us is two-thirds. We already heard from the other third earlier today, and now it's the rest of the Muser Show. Why are you calling me, Danny?
Calling you?
I'm getting a phone call from Danny Bayless right now.
No, you're calling me.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to decline that.
Let's welcome George Dunham and Craig Miller to the program.
Hello.
Our master's friends.
Metalla George.
Hello.
What a great day.
Little golfing buddies out here at Augusta. I'll tell you what, there's nothing, it's almost like a dream sequence, like just walking down, I think we were on 15 at the time, walking across the 15 fairway, looking over there at the green, seeing Jordan Spieth's approach shot, and then looking up and seeing you two. Like, it is some sort of other
world. Like, I had the weirdest dream last night. Yeah. We were at the Masters, and we were watching Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, and I high-fived you. And
I think today was my greatest sports day ever. I never thought I'd walk these fairways, and I love Jordan Spieth, and I got to see him play maybe his greatest round to date. I mean, it didn't win a tournament yet today, but... Man, that 66 looked better by the minute as the day went on. And
boy, it sure did.
There are two 68s now. Lowry and Lee both shot 68. But, wow, what a round. And to see him up close and personal, because like most of the Metroplex, I'm so in love with that guy. I just love him so much. And that up and down we saw
on 16
was just
psychotic.
Amazing he got that thing up and down.
Thank you, of course, to Gentleman Jack for making this all possible.
Gentleman Jack are my friends, Corby.
I know. I mean, I know that we're having the whiskey war, that we're in a perpetual war with one another. No.
I've tried to sign truce after truce,
Gentleman Jack,
and he won't.
I tried to poison him
last
night.
He's like whiskey ISIS. He just won't quit.
No. And I'm just dumping Woodford Reserve all over my head.
Yep.
Like that picture that was in the cubicle area there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that throws off the scent of bears.
Woodford Reserve
does? It's another little nugget about Woodford that not a lot of people know. That you should always carry it on your camping trips with you for not only a little nip in the forest, but just to dump it on your head so you don't get attacked by a grizz.
That's insane.
Look it up.
Does that only work when you're menstruating or all the time?
Taco period.
I understand, Craig, that this morning.
What does that mean?
That this morning there were some curious times for you and the great Gordo, because people kept coming in here to the Championship Club and looking at your broadcast and looking at George and saying what?
They all said the same thing. Wow, I can't believe you made it this morning. Or, wow, how are you doing this morning? And so Gordon and I start looking at each other like, what did he do last night?
Ranked number one in the world.
So we asked him, and he said, nothing.
Nothing.
He said, nothing. I just played a little pool and watched the Mavericks game. So
that's all we did.
Played a little pool and watched the Mavericks
game. Lost a little pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you not talk about the copious amounts of booze?
No, we drank responsibly. Actually, I would say the best way to say it is we sipped responsibly.
We did? I mean, I may have. I'm not sure that the man that ended up in my bed sprawling all over it.
What?
1:30 in the morning going, wow, I'm so dead. I can't believe I got to get up in an hour and a half.
After our celebratory,
what a bunch of wimps.
Our celebratory shot of what is it, Tennessee Fire?
Yeah.
After the Mavs game, and we just finished it. And George goes, "Let's do another one."
Look,
see,
we were only on this rock one time.
Yep,
we're probably
right.
only going to the Masters one time.
Right.
Let's
gotta
have
go
a good
hard,
time
man.
While we're here.
Okay, then why do you deny the existence of out of town Giorgio? Just embrace it. It happens.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's just.
That
could easily happen in my hometown, too. It's just
that was the most classic example of out-of-town Giorgio that I've seen
awesome.
In, like, 15 years.
Really?
Dude, it was awesome.
Man, you were going for it.
You
were tending bar at one point.
Yeah, I was doing that.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He pushed the bartender out of the way.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and demanded to corral the bar himself.
And he ate about 3/4 of a giant industrial bag of goldfish. But he called them cheddar fish.
How did you make
these cheddar fish are delicious.
How did you recover for the show?
I don't know. I'm an amazing human being. There's no doubt about it. Some of the things I do, I amaze myself. And, but, yeah, I didn't.
Did you sleep in his bed last night?
No. We walked down to their place.
No, what happened was is that I left. I was like, it's time for me to go to bed. Me.
And you don't work till 3.
No. I wanted to go to bed. He tracked me down. He followed me. We had to go because we were at this one central party house. And we had to walk up about a block and a half to our house. And so I kind of snuck out of there. And before you know it, I'm like washing my face, getting ready for bed. I hear this, whoa, where are you, you big P? It's time to party. And here comes this big old George running through my room and jumping on my bed. And
oh, man, that was fun.
The selfie that he took or tried to take of me and I.
Do you remember posting that selfie last night at about 12:45?
Yeah.
He was like, come here. Get over here, man. Come on.
Everyone's partying out there tonight.
He couldn't turn the phone around for the selfie. He kept, well, I don't understand how this
no,
thing works.
I did that. I just kept dropping it.
Yeah, and he dropped his phone like 3 times. And then the picture looks like something from 1924, like a family in the old West. It's so blurry, you know. And then he posted, the post on Twitter was, best friends forever. Like we're 14-year-old girls.
But he right. sent it to Jordan Spieth.
You know, yes. And then,
what? Jordan yes. Spieth.
Best, no, I said go, Jordan
yes,
Spieth.
Oh, best you, friends forever.
I said, go
at Jordan Spieth.
And what did he shoot today? 66.
Well, you know what that means for tonight? Round 2.
Okay. Let's go.
Look at the big talk.
Man, I'm going to be in bed by 7:45.
Look at the big
talk. No, you're not. You're not. You can't.
Well, we got to play pool again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
we got to
play
pool again. Yeah.
A fired killer. He's off my team. You suck, killer. God almighty.
God.
You need to smoke 11 cigars.
Just one. That was a good cigar.
Down
I know.
About a half a bottle
God,
of Gentleman
you
Jack.
You smoking too?
Yes. Smoking.
He was yeah. such a big shot last night. He was so big shot, Georgie,
oh, yeah.
hanging out with all these high level. You know,
the same people
liquor.
You were hanging out with.
Oh,
I wasn't big shotting anybody.
I was playing Words with Friends with Sturm.
So there were, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 people down there yucking it up and smoking and drinking. And we're playing pool, and George is, like, twirling the pool stick like a nunchuck.
Another
and stuff.
Exaggeration. Did not do that.
Turned to some guy from Canada and was like, hey, how much money you make?
I did not. I
and
did not.
And they start, yes, he's like, wondering salary.
I've seen him,
okay,
I've
look.
Seen him do both of these things.
Well, this is a common thread.
The pool twirl
so
and
made
how much
up.
Money
big
do
time
you
time
make?
With money.
Yeah.
This is so I,
I've seen
made
him
up.
Do that. I've seen him
throwing
do that to 20s more than
out of
once.
His wallet.
He was making it rain.
Yes, he was.
Right into Corby's wallet.
Yeah, that was true. That was more Bruce, though, our buddy from
yeah,
Gentleman
Bruce carried
Jack.
You. No doubt about that.
Yes, I'm no... I'm no pool expert, that's for sure. But
and telling us how we're going to go lake surfing.
That, oh,
that
yeah.
That new sport.
I'm ready. I'm ready to surf.
I was serious about that.
I know.
Messing
no.
around.
No, I know.
This ain't a bunch of messing around what we're talking about here. We're just talking about life here.
Boy, but that was another thing as we're sitting around the fire, and he starts telling us about surfing. And then
still ski on the weekend.
And then
he didn't bring that up.
Oh, God, yeah, he didn't like that. But then it was like, and then he kind of turned to everybody as they were looking at him kind of with this – quiz look
on
their face.
Another made-up fact from last night.
And he was like, yeah, behind my boat.
He said that?
Yes.
Yeah.
George.
I did not.
You did, too.
We were talking about
Master,
how do you...
Mastercraft 26X Falcon. I don't know if you've heard of it before, but I don't know.
No one's heard of that. NXT20. And I didn't say, yeah, behind my boat. I'm like, Chris. I had to explain it to you. What? You do what? You surf behind a boat?
Yeah.
Yes, Corby, you surf behind. I was trying to explain it
there
to
was,
you.
There was, in all honesty, there was one very funny moment when all of the guys were sitting around and he starts talking about the boat. You know, yeah, at the lake house, you know, whatever, I got my boat. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I do ski on the weekend. It's really funny.
I did say that. and I thought of Mino.
Still ski on the weekend.
Oh, you know, he hates you, by the way, Mino.
I want to thank
I
you guys.
I love everybody.
For bringing this to my attention, because it takes good friends to expose a problem.
Right.
To,
there's no problem.
And I will talk to him.
There is
and
no
you know
problem
what?
With someone living life to the fullest.
No, I trust
you
me.
You got to get this in hand.
You were awesome. You were awesome. You were the MVP last night by a mile. Where were you?
Boy, that's the question
yeah,
of the week.
All he talked about starting the night was, If I have one drink, I'll fall asleep standing up.
I mean,
was like, man, we're at the Masters. Come on, Mike.
Yes. And we went back to the house together, me, Mike, and Gordo.
Your Masters
guy to do. He has to get up at 2 in the morning. You don't have to do anything. And old Tinkle Balls over here, you couldn't even you couldn't even hang around for a drink.
I needed sleep.
God, what has happened to you, man?
What has happened
to you?
Things
changed.
So disappointing.
I'll do better.
No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough.
You'll do a lot better.
A lot better.
I will.
Like the commander.
I'll do a lot better.
Well, this really hurts my feelings. I thought we were the best friends of all time.
We are.
After last night.
I think
you and Corby or you and Jordan Spieth?
Well, I just said go Jordan Spieth.
Go Jordan Spieth.
Such a sixth grade.
Go.
Girl.
That's so generic. It's like the most generic sports cheer.
Go.
Go.
I was excited to be at the Masters.
Win.
Knowing that I was going to watch Jordan Spieth the next day.
There was a guy that was wearing a TCU hat out there, and I was like, hey, man, go Frogs. And he's like, he had the weirdest response back to me. He looks at me and he goes, I went to TCU. But stop it. I go Frogs. He goes, go, baby.
Baby?
Baby.
To you?
To me. Go, baby. I was like, God, so gay. Go, baby.
Well.
Good night, George.
I had a good,
good
time.
Night. And you know what? Round two. Yeah, look, you can sleep on the plane tomorrow. You'll be fine. Everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
Round two tonight.
Yeah, let's go.
And you better get in on this, too.
Oh, I'm getting after it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is,
okay.
You know, Thursday is typically my night.
It is. It is.
Yeah, I'm more
you guys got the
guy.
Whole weekend, you know? Right. You have nothing going on.
You can
you know,
ski.
I understand you on that.
The Thursday thing?
I don't like to throw it down early in the week, but
no.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
That's when it's on.
Because you know what? Everybody throws it down on Friday and Saturday. That's,
sure.
That's cliche.
That's easy.
Right. Anybody can do that.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, too early. Thursday?
Thursday.
Now you're talking.
There it is.
There it is, George.
Tennessee,
yeah,
Tennessee
there
fire.
There it is, George.
Jack Daniels, Tennessee fire.
That is fire water.
Would you
There's
like
no
to get things started off on the right foot, say, right now?
Let's do it. Let's get a shot. Let's get a
look,
shot.
Look,
shot it up.
Hang
shot
on.
It up.
No, we're not going to do shots.
What do you mean?
What do you mean we're not doing
what
shots?
You changed. It was an emotional night. We're at the Masters, and the great Merle
okay,
Haggard died yesterday.
All right, oh, Merle yeah. Haggard is still dead.
And that was another
we're
thing.
Still at the Masters.
After the
Merle Haggard is still dead. That's the reason you
need we did the first shot to celebrate the Masters win, and he's like, all right, load another one up.
The Mavericks
let's go.
Win.
I mean, yeah, the Mavericks win.
Yeah.
And then it was.
I did not say, hey, let's load it up. You're making me feel like such a criss-cross. I did not do that.
Hey.
Hey, babe, load another one up.
Oh,
and then it was for. Then the next one was for Jordan Spieth.
Well, we
was
had
it
to.
Not?
Well, we poured out some of our
we
whiskey.
We poured
drink
one out
for Merle.
Oh,
Haggard.
Merle.
Yeah. Yes, he poured his shot out on the
on
bar.
On the granite top. countertop.
Yeah,
our poor
Merle.
Bartender. God, she hates
yeah, for Merle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
pour
but they enjoyed
out.
Cleaning that up.
I
and then,
it up, actually.
And then he told the story. He's like, hey, everybody want to hear the story about here how I got suspended from radio?
Okay, here's another one. Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, we did.
That was, no, that was when we were
outside.
We had
outside.
To
do a shot
no,
to
no,
that.
We were inside. We were inside.
And the Mavericks won. Yeah. We had to do two shots for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he turns to the bartender. You ever heard of a body shot?
I did not say that.
Sweet.
Half of this is so made up. So made up. You believe any of this, Ryan?
I believe all of it.
All of it?
All of it.
No.
All I know is.
Look, I've seen you in action enough to know.
You ended up in my bed. Oh, but you did. You probably don't remember this, but you did help me find the fan switch.
Yes.
Because I couldn't find.
I remember
work
everything.
The fan.
I was fine. I remembered. I turned it on for you.
Yeah, you did.
Because you're like, I can't find my fan switch. And you're starting to cry. Whiskey cry. And I said, hang on. I got you covered.
Got emotional.
I got
you
covered. I'm out of here.
Oh. By the way, I used some of your shampoo this morning.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, that's hot. So sweet.
Let's just share it together
Oh, did
tonight.
You find my right. My shaving cream?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I used some of that, too.
Good, good.
Excellent.
See? Everything works out.
Yep, it does. Everything will work if you let it.
Do you use some of my ball wax to get your tinkle off your balls?
What? Oh, that didn't even make any sense.
I even felt like that went over the line.
What's he been doing all afternoon?
You guys right. Think he's on his seventh night.
You know what, man?
Oh, no.
I've had my first Red Bull, and I feel like I'm X-ing right now.
Red Bull?
I'm writing your ass up for that, man.
Red Bull.
All right. That is that Dunham and Miller morning program here with us from the Masters. Now, you boys will be here tomorrow. Is that
5:30 to 10? You
all
bet.
Right.
Very good.
Yep.
Who wants to surf behind my boat tonight?
Would you stop it with that?
What?
Girl! I did not say it like that. I thought you'd be excited about
I
it.
I want to go.
Well, you're not going now. I'm taking Danny.
You're taking,
you. Taking
your new Canadian rich friends.
All right, 6:37 here on the ticket.
Now, with another Masters Minute, here's Masters Mike.
When I go to sleep at night, I think of golf shots. Nothing but golf shots. That's a Masters Minute. I'm Masters Mike.
Okay.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage.
Shut up. Yeah, actually.
Are we up here?
By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters. He did. Yeah, he bombed the Masters.
Why did you do that? What am I supposed to do? Get rid of it before or after?